USA Radio News.
The ayes have it when it comes to the pandemic relief bill. The House Saturday morning passing the American Rescue Plan by just 7 votes. The $2 trillion bill now goes to the Senate. Big tech under fire at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference getting underway Friday in Orlando. The annual convention draws big-name Republican lawmakers. One of those speaking on day one, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. He says companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter have brought us to a crisis point.
These companies have more power than any companies in American history, and they're aligned with the radical left to try to impose their agenda on this country. They want to run this country. And if we don't do something, they are going to.
He says that could lead to America becoming an oligarchy. Hawley and other CPAC speakers also discussing illegal immigration. The number of people trying to cross the border on the rise. Reports out yesterday show the Biden administration is responding by planning to open a new tent facility in Texas. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Another COVID vaccine closer to approval. Federal health advisors yesterday announcing their support for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The New York Times reporting the FDA could grant emergency use authorization as soon as today. President Biden celebrating the news yesterday in Houston, but also issuing a warning.
Cases and hospitalizations could go back up with new variants emerge. And it's not the time to relax. We have to keep washing our hands, staying socially distanced, and for God's sake, wear your mask.
Biden also in Texas to discuss emergency relief efforts following the deadly winter storm. He promises the federal government will be partners to help the state recover and rebuild for the long haul. Biden yesterday also discussing the military strike he ordered in Syria this week. The strikes aimed at Iran for supporting militia groups that U.S. officials believe have attacked American troops. Biden says Iran should be aware that it can't act with impunity. The Pentagon says 7 missiles damaged or destroyed 11 buildings, but no casualties reported. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist is released. John Clemens reports.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed. And the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A passenger accused of hitting a flight attendant faces a hefty fine. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Passengers pulled out their cell phones and started recording when a man and woman sitting next to each other on a Delta Airlines flight from Miami to Atlanta last October were escorted off the plane for not following instructions from the crew, the men refusing to wear a mask. The woman is seen striking the flight attendant. The Federal Aviation Administration on Friday proposed a penalty of just over $27,000 against the unnamed passenger. The announcement comes 1 month after the agency said it would begin handing down stricter penalties to unruly passengers. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.